Thank you very much, Reb Yoel, for your kind words, introductory words, and bringing back reminiscences of the shiurim that I delivered in those years when you were a Talmud and your brother was a Talmud. And Baruch Hashem, those shiurim helped me to grow and advance and to develop and continue on doing my work in the yeshiva ever on, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. And I wrote down my words because of Rabbi Mann's insistence that I don't exceed, I even said maximum 15 minutes. So, you know, I have to abide by the instructions given to me. First, I want to give Shevach v'idoyel Hashem Yisborach for having sustained me and given me the koyach, the energy, and the ability to be Marbit Torah b'Yisroel. Koy Yosef v'chein yazor li oid to continue on with this Avodas HaKodesh. I thank the yeshiva, past and present administrations, the Rosh HaYeshiva Unesiyahu, from Dr. Eben Oliver Sholem, Dr. Belkin Oliver Sholem, and Yibodeh L'chaim Toivim V'aruchim L'sholem, Dr. Lam Shliter, who have entrusted me with this important mission, giving me the opportunity to transmit Torah to our Talmidim with the best of my ability, inculcating them with knowledge of Torah, instilling in them a Havas Torah and Yashkofer that has guided traditional Judaism throughout the ages. I particularly express Mahakoras HaToyver to the present Rosh HaYeshiva Shlita Rav Lam for his confidence in me all these years, and to the new Nosi, President Joel Shlita, for his kind support as I continue with my holy task Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach. I would also like to mention the honorable name of Peretz Friedberg, Olav HaSholem, who together with Tibodl Lachaim Toyim Aruchim, his wife Frida, to Lange Yorn, have established a chair in Talmud at Yeshiva, which I have the honor to occupy. Zeche Tzadik Librochem, may Peretz's name shine forever, begins Emeroimim, and Tibodl Lachaim Toyim Aruchim, Mrs. Friedberg, zu Gesund, zu Nachas, from her distinguished family, Dove, Esther Jacobson, and the Bistitzer family, all Oyavei Teure, Reifei Tzedokah v'Chesed. Since this great gathering here today as a magnificent manifestation for Torah takes place during the weeks between Pesach and Shavuos, the time of the counting of the Omer, I would like to say a few words about its significance. Time, so dominant in the world, is obviously not a mamoshes. We think in terms of time. We measure events by time. We talk about periods of time. But time itself, as the saying goes, ha'ovar einanu, the past is gone. Ahoyver, choyler, ve'oyver, the present moves and passes. The future has not yet arrived. But in the Torah, time is treated like a yesh, a mamish, even a chefzer. In halachic terms, a chefzer of zeman. Our Torah is filled with the inyonim of zeman, like mitzvahs eser shas man geroma. Moyadim, uzmanim are like objects filled with kedusha. A span of zman, a reality. Me'erev ad erev, one unit, a complete entity. The kedushas hayoyim is chal from the moment of its arrival for the entire coming day, even for the zman that has not yet arrived, as if it was all there. Now, in a treatise of mine, in the Sefer Yevul HaYoivlois, which appeared at this celebration of the 100th anniversary of the founding of Yeshiva, I dealt about the nature of Sfiras Oimer. Is it merely a cheshbon of Zman, counting the days to make sure the exact day of Shavuos, as the 50th from the Omer? Or is the sphere in the nature of Kevius of the Yom Tov? Just as Kiddush HaChodesh is also the Keveya for the particular Yom Tov that falls on that month, such as Pesach on the 15th of Nisan, Sukkot on the 15th of Tishrei, here too there is a Kevius, but by a different route, by way of the sphere. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, Moyade Hashem, Tzoricho Kiddush Beisdin. The Moyadim, the Yomim Toivim, need Kiddush Beisdin. How? As Rashbam explains, Shehoyu Mekatshin HaChodesh Alpi HaReiyo, Beisdin of Mekatsh HaChodesh by sight of the Levono, Mitoich Kach, Miskadesh Moyad, Mizmanoi. And thereby, the Yom Tov is sanctified in its time, the time of the month. However, Shavuos is not dependent on the Kiddush HaChodesh as Sivan, because Shavuos could fall on the 5th or 6th or 7th, depending on the number of Nisan and Iyar days, since Pe'omim Mole or Pe'omim Chosen. They could be full or short. They could be 30 days or 29 days. So it's not fixed. So where then does Shavuos get its Kviyus? The Sifro says, "Usfartem lochem shatei sfira lechol echod beechod." What does that mean? That each person has to count sfira. What's the hava meaning? My kamashmalon. What the Sifro is saying is that sfira, understood as an instrument for kviyas shvuos, might have required a maise bezdin, like an other yomim toivim. And like the Sfiras HaShmitim for Yovel, which is done by Bezdin. So what the Sifro is telling us here is that no, it's not by Bezdin, it's Lechol Echot Ve'Echot. Each and each together act in a capacity like Bezdin does on others' money. This explanation is evident from the Loshen of the She'iltois. She'iltois reads like this. Veloy lebezn bilvad hu de komaza rachmon mimne yoima ukedusha atzartom, not just for bezn alone, or for bezn particularly, does the Torah tell us, instruct us, to count the days and to mekadesh atzarto, to sanctify atzeres. So the mimne yoima is for the kedusha atzartom, and might have ordinarily been expected to be done by Bezdin. Loile Bezdin bilvad, no. And but l'chol echot v'echot. So does the Hamishaila understand it too. So the Hava, I mean, is only pertaining to who should do it. But the Yesod remains that Sfira is Kaveya the Atzeres. That's not part of the Hava, I mean. That's a Yesod, a given. And it remains so even in the Maskona. Sefiro lechol echod ve'echod. The echod ve'echod do the kviyus which the Havamini thought to be performed by Bezdin. That same process is here done by kol echod ve'echod. A clear indication of the character of the Sefiras Oimer. To be kveya the Yom Tov, they, the Yomim HaSfurim themselves must be Nikboim, which they make possible by, which they become endowed with a Chaloi Shem of Kevuim, so that they will make possible the endowment of the Yom HaChamishim with Kedusha Atzarto. This will explain the special requirement to wait for Vada Elayla on the first night of Shavuos with Kiddush Tefillah. Unlike on other Yom Tovim, when we usher in the Yom Tov earlier, as was already explained, Sfira does not involve just counting the number of days and weeks that passed since the Havas Omer. Rather, the days Gufa are charged and invested with those numbers. They are made into Yomim Sfurim, objectified as such with the Chaloy Shem and with the accumulation of all the Yomim Temimim together will cause the Kvius, Etzim Kvius, and Kedusha of the Yom Chamishim to be sanctified as Chag HaShavuos, namely the feast, the Yom Tov of the weeks. As a result of that, it follows then clearly that the last 49th day must itself first be completed to give us a full 49 days, a full 7 weeks. The accumulated effect of the activated 49 days, they bring about the Shem Shavuos with the Kedusha of Chag HaShavuos. In the Tefillah, we pronounce the Shem of the Yom Tov, Chag HaShavuos, and has therefore to reflect that as a reality. Let me consider the performance of the requirement of mitzvah, remimne yoimo, or remimne shavua. Mitzvah to count days and weeks. How is it done? In the Tur, there are variations of nuschois how to accomplish it. One is to count the days only from 1 to 7, as it adds up to a week. With the second week, we start all over again, not proceeding from 7 to 8, 9, 10, but you start all over again with the 1 to 7 sequence. How? You say that it's 1 week plus 1 day plus 2 days and so on till you get to the second week. When you get to the second week, start all over again. 2 weeks plus 1 day plus 2 days until you get to the third week and so on till you get to the seventh week. So primarily, it's not done by numbers, accumulation of numbers. It's done by weeks. But we have to form the weeks for first week, and then we go again, repeat, and start over again for the second week and so on for the third week. That's one nusach. Another nusach is the reverse. It's just to number just the days, only the days, up to a week. When you get to a week, you say, Hayom Shishi Yomim, Hayom Shibi Yomim, Shim Shibu Echad Oimer. And then you announce the particular number of the week, and then you continue on only with the number of the days. Hayom Shmoni Yomim, Tishi Yomim, Asoro Yomim, until you get to the end of the second week, then you pronounce the week, and so on. And you come to the 15th, 16th, 16 days, 7 days, till you get to the 21st day. And then you announce the week. But it's a sequence of just numbers. Only make a stop when you come to the weeks, and then you call it a week, a second week, a third week, and so on. That's a second nusach, all brought down by the Tur. However, our nusach, also brought down by the Tur, is to count first the number in terms of days, and then the weeks already accomplished, added on with a single day, number of days reaching to the next week. That means, like we say, Hayem Shmoina Yomim Shem Shabu Echad V'Yom Echad, and so on and so forth. Or, like we did today, Hayem Shiva V'Asim Yom, Yom Shloi Shavuos V'Shish Yom. So, there is a kind of a duality here. First, you count the days as days, that's the one thing, in terms of days overall, and then in terms of the individual week. Then you start again and you say so many days, which make up, which comprise so many weeks and so many days going on the next week. Why this nusach? Perhaps it could be explained this way. Day is a natural phenomenon. By Erev, by Boiker, Yom Echad. Emei Shleis of Yom Volayla. So is the month, a complete cycle of the lunar rotation. a natural thing. So is the year, the earth, relevant to the sun. Weeks, however, they have their origin in the Torah, in my separations. The sheshes may be reshes, with the yom ha'shavuot, they comprise, they make up a week, a shem shavua. So the week is a given to us by Brias Olam. The Kuzri notes the universality of the seven-day week as an edus and a maisa bereishis. Now, for us to count days from the Omer, mechatesa, days are days. But weeks, only the week of Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Yom Sheni b'Shabbos, Yom Shlishi b'Shabbos, up to Shabbos, they are recognized as a week by Maase Bereishis. But how can we compose an order of weeks by any other order, any other way, and call it b'Shem Shavua? Only by the authority of the Torah can we do that. So, b'Shloima, if it's just a matter of cheshbon, then mechatesa. But if according to the above explanation, we are dealing with yomim and shvuim as sefurim, so the weeks too have to carry the shem shavua in the gufa heftze, objectified into a heftze of shavua. But a shavua is made up of yomim, who by their own heftze must be charged with the number from 1 to 7, and then together create a chaloi shem shavua. Therefore, it is clear that the mitzvah demands, as we approach each of the weeks of the Omer, we have to recreate such a phenomenon, which we do by counting the particular week, hayoim shmoyne yomim, sheheim, shavua echod, ve'yoim echod. Yom Echod is already in the process of creating the second week. But you cannot do it without starting with the Yom Echod. So Yom Echod, the Shnei Yomim, till we get to the second week, and so on with the third week, we start with the Shnei Shavuos, the Yom Echod, again, Shnei Yomim and Shloish Yomim. That's in the process of reaching the third week. So this has to be done by us in the the Torah's mitzvah, the mitzvah gives us that power, that koyach, to do. This follows the theory of sphere, as said before, activated days to go to the Yom HaMishim of Shavuos. And now, also activated days for the creation of a new kind of halachic Shavua, demanded and sanctified by the Torah. So, the mitzvah, the mimne, Yom HaMishim, has a double aspect. For the Yom HaMishim of total days up to Shavuos is one aspect, and for the Yom needed to make up each Shavua, second aspect. Thus, our Nusach, for example, as we had today, HaYom Shiva V'Esrim Yom, that's the Yom, that's we could do, and we have to do more than that. We have to do lead up to the fourth Shavua by saying Shem Shloish Shavuos V'Shisha Yomim L'Oimer. So this will explain another Gemara. A Meimar, Gemara says, Mone Yoime V'Loi Mone Shavua. A Meimar counted days only, but not weeks. Omar, he said, Zecher Mikdashu. It's only a Zecher Mikdash, not Menatoire, Bizman Azeh. So only Yoime and not Shavua. Now what difference does it make between Yoime and Shavua? Memonavshah. If you make Zecher and Mikdash for Yoime, why not also for Shavua? Rashi says, since Hai Minyona de Hashto Lav Chayvahu, since this Minyan is not a Chayvah Bismanazeh, the counting now in absence of the Mikdash is not a Chayvah, Doleka Oimer, there's no Oimer, so it's a Zecher and Mikdash, so it's only Zecher Mikdash, but Yoime Sagi, Yoime is enough. Counting days is enough, and not more. That's what Rashi says, explains Ameimer. Now, what is the Pshat? Mikol Mokum, we do make a Zecher for Yoime even though it's not chayven, so why not also for Shavua? But, as said before, there is a difference. The days are in fact already there. All we need to do is give them the status of kevius, to make them sefurim for that. For making them sefurim. For that, Zeichel and Mikdash is sufficient ground to do. But Shavua, to accomplish a week, to make any set of 7 days and create a structure of a week, for that you need the authority of Chayva. Without Chayva, it's not going to happen. Zecher cannot accomplish it, and it couldn't be performed at all. In Yoimer, what you do is just kevius. There can be a status of kevius, betoira zecher. But in Shavua, to create a new structure of a week, only Chayva can do that, and therefore Ameimer exercised Yoimer only and not Shavua. He said, Zecher HaMikdash. It's only a Zecher HaMikdash, and as a Zecher, it cannot be done, and only Yoimer and not Shavua. It could be, I surmise, that the Rambam ruled as here, so it's Minat Torah. Perhaps he took it from this halacha. Since the halacha is adopted to count both Yoimer and Shavua, the full sphere, then the Rambam followed this that it is Minat Torah. Because if it wasn't Minat Torah, it wouldn't be possible. So that's the yesod for the Rambam. I might, as a parallel to this, draw upon a Ramban on the Pasuk, Achoydesh Azer Lochem Roish Chodoshim Rishon Hu Lochem Bechol Chodshe Hashona. Hashem says, this month, the head of the months, the first to all the months of the year. The Ramban explains that this was a major chidush. For up to then, the beginning was really on Tishrei, when Brias Olam occurred, as we say on Rosh Hashanah, Hayoim Haras Olam. So Tishrei was the first month in the Bria, and so recognized and so named. That was until Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, Yetzias Mitzrayim was an equally major event to Bria's Olam. It was also a Bria of Am Yisrael. It happened as a necessary support to Emunah B'Maaseh Bereishis, a testimony to Hashem, dominance as a creator, and guiding its destiny. The Am Yisrael liberated from Mitzrayim, but to become the living edus to that foundation, for that fundamental truth. For that reason, Nisan supplanted Tishrei as the beginning of a new order in time, to emphasize a new major eternal event. Nisan as the first is the Eidus for Tishrei as the beginning. We also say in Zecher, in Kiddush, we say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the Emunah of Shabbos is based on the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he goes on to explain that he learns different, the Parsha of Shabbos in the second Lucha, it gives a different reason, not maybe Reishis, but gives a reason of Zachar to Ke'ev the Yisrael of Mitzrayim, and Vayivdo Hashem L'Kechem Misham. So what's a Zecher of Yetzias Mitzrayim on Shabbos? Shabbos, a Zecher Breishis, not Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rabban explains, Enoch HaNamen, Yetzias Mitzrayim is only a support the idea of Shabbos, you see. Without Yetzias Mitzrayim, the world failed, the world lost their Munah. So that is the Zecher of Yetzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush. And that's the Ki Hu Yoim Techilon, Mikroi Kodesh, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to Ramban, the meaning goes this way. It's a Zecher L'maaseh Bereishis. Why? Ki, why? Because it's a Tchilah L'maaseh. It's a Tchilah L'mikro Yekoydeh, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you have a fact of Yetzias Mitzrayim, ki. So then this Yetzias Mitzrayim is a raya to the Zecher L'maaseh Bereishis. That's very interesting, the way we have to learn Pshat in the Ramban. Different than the Rambam. Rambam, each parsha is separate, has its own separate basis, own separate reason. And that's why the Rambam doesn't have the nusach of ki, he only has the chilul mikroish without the ki, because it's not connected. According to Ramban, there's the ki, because there's a connection between the two. But according to Ramban, that's not so. So, I might then suggest that from Yetzias Mitzrayim on, proceeding to Matan Torah, there was introduced a new order also of weeks, keeping still the Shabbos order of the week, but also a temporary new order of Kabbalah Satorah weeks, to bring home the idea to our minds, the profound changes for Am Yisrael through a new monthly order and a parallel new weekly order of Sfiras Omer, alongside the permanent Shabbos Bereishis order, which continues on alone once Kabbalah Satorah was accomplished. Rabbosai, what's true with the man of Kabbalah Satorah is also true for Mokem HaTorah, the depositories of Torah. Zman is reached by Yomim HaKvuim, and the Mokoim is composed of Talmidim Kvuim, who learn Torah. They establish a Mokim Torah by learning in a way that transforms them into a new kind of beings, B'nei Torah. This is not done by learning just quantitatively, not just absorption of so much knowledge, so much information, not even by so much understanding measured by degrees, but more than that, in a qualitative way. They are turned into a vibrancy of Torah, living fountains of Torah. That's what is meant by the term B'nai Torah. They personify Torah, a living Torah in the sense of Kiheim Chayenu. Torah is the source of life. Al tikri bonayich ela boinoyich. Don't call them just bonayich, children. They are boinoyich, builders, who build the eternal abode of Torah. Without the mekoymos of Torah, there is no Torah. And Talmidim are the ones that make up for the existence of Torah, midoyer ledoyer. In our yeshivas, Rabbeinu Yitzchok Elchonon, that's just what we are doing, just what we are accomplishing. By the devoted efforts of the Rosh HaYeshivas, under the leadership of the Nesiye, of the Rosh HaYeshiva and the Nosi HaYeshiva, done be'emes, be'mune, be'hava, thereby producing the boinoyich kind of Talmidim at the yeshiva, and wherever they reach out to spread Torah and Yiddishkeit for Klal Yisrael. May the yeshiva continue to expand and grow v'chayil al-choyil and succeed fully towards the ultimate destiny of Am Yisrael.